It's the end of the work week, so let's talk some food. This time on Foodie Friday, Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver joins us. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Now, you've got a big event on the calendar coming up next month. It's Cornucopia in Whistler.
Exactly. When the weather gets really bad down here, it starts snowing up there, and I start thinking about wine and food. And from November 10th to the 13th, we have Whistler's Cornucopia, which is just the biggest extravaganza for anybody enjoying good food and wine.
So what kind of things happen at Cornucopia then?
Well, first of all, you've got to get up there and find somewhere to stay. There's lots of great little packages around Cornucopia. I recommend Needham Lake Lodge or the Fairmont, where some of the wine dinners are taking place. And then you can choose from a number of free events, or you can really go out and spend quite a bit of money on some big wine dinners. One of the things happening that you can drop into is the Viking Chef's Challenge, which is a chef's competition on the Thursday, and that's a free event from 11 till 3. Wine dinners include one at Aura Restaurant at Needham Lake Lodge. There's Painted Rock at Sidecut. That's a great BC winery. Had some of their wine yesterday, actually. So Sidecut's in the Four Seasons. And then the big parties this year are Bubbles and Oceans, which is Araxes. And they do a party on Saturday night from 9 till 2. Tickets are $155, but it gets you endless oysters, a ton of little canapés and bubbles from the executive chef, James Watt. And there is also, this year again, from Barefoot Bistro, they're bringing back the Masquerade, which is the big party at the Barefoot Bistro. Starts at 7, doesn't end till 4 a.m. Tickets are $355, but that gets you all sorts of different wines. They say 40 local and international. Dom Perignon, six chefs from BC and six from Quebec are creating all sorts of canapés and food stations all around. There'll be entertainment. It's an over-the-top event.
Sure sounds like it, yeah.
That price, it's pretty top.
Yes, you get your money's worth if you stay the whole time, that's for sure.
Go treat yourself. Are you heading up there, Cassandra?
I'm going to go up there, yes. I will be checking out a few things. There's the Crush events, which are the wine tastings on the Friday and Saturday night. So you can drop into those if you just want to do a wine tasting. I'll probably also check out some of the seminars. Wine Diva's doing something on bubbles. Natalie McLean is doing value wines. And I'm going to do some of my favorite New Zealand wines a seminar up there as well.
All right, Cassandra Anderton, sounds good. Cornucopia Whistler Food Fest coming up in November the 10th to the 13th. And Cassandra joins us bi-weekly here on Foodie Friday on News 1130.
And weather together on the ones, News 1130 time, 1110.
Non-stop news for Vancouver. This is Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station, News 1130.